So when you're improvising and you're doing your phrasing, so that's all improv, you already, is this stuff that you've heard before, or, I mean, you're just thinking it in your head, or, I mean, it's...
I, you know, I'm sure a lot of stuff comes out that I've heard before.
I mean,
it's
just
before.
Seeping out what you've, like, accumulated from listening to and young and all that.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I as I was listening to myself play the first song, I mean, I definitely heard some Big Walter stuff coming out. It may have been just the key in the tempo.
I heard it
felt natural.
Well, I was kind of intrigued by the phrasing on your second song. So.
Yeah, that, you know, it's hard to say, you know. It comes from listening to a lot of different styles. You know, definitely some of that was influenced by certain sax players. You know, more jump style sax players, some stuff Tab Smith did, or Earl Bostic, or that kind of thing. You know, some... It's usually a combination of several different areas kind of come into one in any given song.
Just talk a little bit about the playing low-keyed harps and what you have to do in terms of, like, resonance to get the, you know,
yeah,
the whole nine yards out of them.
Yeah, well, low-keyed harps are pretty tough, actually. They just take a lot more air.
Yeah.
You know, I have a difficult time bending on some, like, the one draw, especially on those low-key harps. But,
are you hitting that one draw, like, with a tongue block, or just, like...
Good question. I switch between the three options. Sometimes I'll still block on the end of the harp. Sometimes I'll switch and block to the right of hole one. And sometimes I'll punker it, depending on what I'm doing with it and where I'm going afterwards. But I'll use all three techniques. Yeah.
But the low harp thing, now stay on that for a second.
Yeah.
To get you know, something other than the sound of a dying duck out of a low harp, you're adjusting your internal resonance, like, say, from what you would on a C or a high F.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's totally different. You have to attack it differently, but it also is going to respond differently because physically it's different.
Uh-huh.
I really wind up, you know, almost choking myself playing some of those harps because you're trying to bend some of those notes. You're really trying to bring a lot of air down at once, and it's difficult. I mean, I really I'm kind of out of practice now, but you know.
Would you mind embarrassing yourself then?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would.
Just so everybody kind of, like,
knows exactly.
Right.
Well, let me see here. I have a low B flat here, which is, you know, it's an octave below regular. Now, the one draw would be pretty difficult on that. But I was not tongue blocking that one draw. But it's just, I mean, you really are bringing in a lot of air while you're closing your throat off. And it's just, it's difficult to bring in that much air. I mean, I really had to practice on those for a while before I could really get something that sounded halfway
decent. That's what I was going to ask you. How did you make the transition from playing on normally keyed harps to the low key harps? What did you use to build up your, I don't know what you want to call it, endurance
chops.
Or your chops or...
Well, I would take
lungs or
I would take bending exercises, like on the three draw, starting on the natural note and going slowly all the way down and coming back up. And keep trying to do that as long as I could and holding the bending notes as long
like
as I could.
Same thing for the other harps.
Right, but I would start on like a G harp.
Okay.
And get real comfortable doing that. And then go to a low F.
Okay.
And then go to, you know, a low D or a low E flat or a low C. And do that.
They make all those? Owner, or is that...
Some people make those.
Oh, yeah.
They do. What do they make? What's on the market?
What does Honer make?
What does Honer make?
Low C. Down to D.
In a 10 hole, they go all the way down to the low D. And they have a low C 12-hole.
Right.
I believe that the Seidel Corporation does have keys lower than that. I don't know what the procedure is for ordering those or special ordering those. I know that I've seen some low ones out of them, and they were actually pretty decent, considering. They were pretty decent.
Mm-hmm. I've heard Coast to Coast carries them. You get them. And they even, I think Seidel even makes a low F. At least I heard tell.
Yeah.
I never saw one.
Low, low?
I heard that too.
Yeah, now that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Only for crazy people.
When you're getting ready to do a show, you're going to be using your low harps or the regular ones. Is there anything you do like to prepare yourself for, or you just go on and play cold? Or?
Yeah, I usually go on and play cold. Though sometimes I feel like sometimes I shouldn't. But I usually do that just because everyday life, usually running around doing stuff. Don't really have hours to spend practicing.
Just getting case over here.
I was just wondering if maybe you had, a warm-up routine or something to get yourself kind of flowing.
Well, if I got a string of gigs coming up.
Well, then you're just hitting one after another.
But yeah, but if they're, fairly good, decent gigs, and I haven't gigged for a week or two, I'll definitely, play for a little bit. But not normally speaking. I don't have a good practice routine nowadays, actually. Yeah, I am.
Do you have a chromatic somewhere?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a chromatic somewhere?
I do have them somewhere, yes.
A low chromatic.